This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to episode 66 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea. Coming up in this episode,
there was a burger thief in this week's WhatsApp group chat.
Oh no, I mean, I still can't really get my head around the horror of the burger thievery that went on. It was just twisted. Someone with a sick mind is living in your apartment block or has access to it. We need to do more to find out who it is and get them in prison where they belong.
We accidentally hijacked our own show with the Wibble Wobble song.
Oh, no. I thought it was the last I'd heard of Wibble Wobble. It was in the podcast last week as well. But yes, the Wibble Wobble, Jelly on a Plate song. There's more.
I'm a sausage love guru.
I think we say no more about that until you hear what it's all about.
Fanny packs are back in fashion.
Oh, come on. Not right next to sausages.
Leo's got a Star Wars surprise as well.
Oh, for pity's sake. Right. Before we get taken to the podcast authorities for doing too much stuff that we're not allowed to, let's just move. It's all coming up. It's all coming up, everyone.
In episode 66, entitled Burger Thieves, Fanny Packs and the Wibble Wobble Song.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Here's some inspiration for World Book Day, which is happening tomorrow, parents. Yes, it is. Again, yes, it's come round again.
It's coming for you.
It comes around quicker than the bills come round.
I think World Book Day and food tech are the two things that give the most fear to parents.
Right, well, this is two in one here for this young lady called Lacey Marie. She's 6 years old. She's made all the papers. Because it was Crazy Hair Day at school. Crazy Hair Day, so they had to do crazy things with their hair.
Love this.
So her mum put her hair in a bun. Right? A big bun on top of her head. But she poked the bun through a paper plate, so it looked like the bun was on the paper plate.
Then
she put sprinkles on the bun so it looked like a donut. Then she sellotaped a Greg's coffee cup on the paper plate next to the donut hair bun and sent Lacey into school, and she won her Crazy Hair Day.
This is brilliant.
As a donut head.
As a donut head.
So I've Googled it, and good news, everyone, if you just want to do the same tomorrow, stick the child's long hair in a bun, poke it through a plate so it looks like a bun on the plate, decorate it to make it look like a donut, put it next to a Greg's cup, and away you go. Bread, the story of Greg's, how a small family business became the high street favourite, is a book. It is a book. World Book Day, sorted.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Break out the donut head buns, everybody. You are welcome.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's happening in the group chat this week? What are the highlights, Chels?
Big news. The lock has been fixed.
Oh, the C button.
The C button that was broken that ended up also being the one and the other buttons broken.
The number keypad entry into what bit of the apartment block was it?
Post room.
The post room. So you can finally, the post is free.
The post has never been happy to see us.
Liberated the post.
So it's good. But I actually missed the daily tackle of the door. It gave me like a little bit of a challenge. I always thought I was going to make it through each day.
You could pretend you were like a spy, trying to get, like you were Tom Cruise to get into high tech.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Just do-do-whip.
However, I do need to be a detective still because the phantom food thief continues.
Really? People are losing their food.
Honestly, it's outrageous. Kerry, who likes to order burgers, it's her favourite thing to deliver to the apartment.
Yeah.
She got her order the other day and the top bun was missing and there was only one sweet curry dip.
That's so specific. I'm going to steal her food. Go on, grab a burger. I'm just going to take the top. The crown of the bun. I'm just going to take the crown.
Which is the best, like the most important bits. It's where your top fingers go to grip it.
What? Your top fingers?
Yeah.
Yep, you wish where your top fingers go. Yeah, that's right.
Just steal a few fries and move on.
Yeah.
So poor Kerry, she hasn't recovered.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah, your fingers would get all greasy. You've got to hold down the burger onto the dressing
outrageous.
And onto the bottom of the...
And if there's a gherkin, it's just game over.
Oh, man.
I know.
What if they stole the gherkin as well?
Oh, then I'd just give up.
Yeah, that's too far.
That's too
far. Bun and gherkin gone.
Like, you can't.
No.
You're a criminal. You deserve to be locked up.
You really do.
And if you think that's bad, Pam is livid. She put it to the chat. She started a walking club on Wednesdays. She's been really enjoying.
Walking club, yeah.
She really likes it. I haven't been able to go yet, and only three people turned up last week, and she was fuming because she'd made a Victoria sponge especially.
Well, look, now you know there's cake involved.
Now I'm motivated.
Yeah, now you're motivated. The walking will begin. Where are my hiking boots?
Steps shall happen.
Yeah. What a week it's been.
I know.
The ups and downs, particularly of food there. Yeah, you've really found your place, haven't you? They are as concerned with food as you are. That'd be beautiful. Well, anyway, but that is it for this week on today's
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Wow, wow, wow.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And not enough is said about terrifying appliances. Kids worry about the dark.
Yeah.
Adults worry about appliances making weird noises, just like my washing machine, which sounded like this.
Oh, that sounds like a glitch. That sounds like a glitch in the Matrix.
I even opened the door. You know, when you open the door and you're like, I wonder if it's just it banging against the, like, cupboard door and that's what's causing it. No, that was even worse because then the cupboard joined in and started adding percussion to it.
Oh, no.
And it did that for a solid 5 minutes and then it went deadly silent.
Yeah.
And then came back.
Oh, it came back, did a remix.
And it was like,
do
a remix encore that I did not ask for.
Wow.
Why is it making that noise?
I don't know. I would ask someone to come in and have a look at that if I was you. But I'll tell you what, actually, I would like to throw down a challenge.
Yes, it's time for the battle of the appliances. Chelsea presents her
washing machine.
And I present to you my dryer.
Oh, yours has got a nice little squeak to it.
Little squeak? I'm not being funny, but yours, right? Yours. That's just on the spin. Mine, that's the whole cycle. But we've had Emma in Ashford in touch. Now, what is Emma in Ashford putting forward as a noisy appliance?
She's putting forward her Dolce Gusto, which is...
Are we allowed to do that this time of the morning?
It's a coffee machine.
Yes, of course.
One of those ones you put the little potties in.
Okay, a Dolce Gusto, ladies and gentlemen. Emma puts this forward as Kent's noisiest appliance. It's pretty good, actually.
It's equal parts noisy and tranquil because the water is quite peaceful.
Yeah, but
it's just the drilling that goes with it.
Yeah, the drilling does detract somewhat from my spa-like experience. I'm not feeling that zen.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on a plate song.
Love it.
You sung it. And then you said there was a second verse, and then loads of people got in touch to say there was another verse that went something like this.
Sausage in a pan, sausage in a pan, sizzle, sozzle, sizzle, sozzle, sausage in a pan.
That was Claire in Dover, giving it really all the feels, putting all the effort into that delivery. We've got Lauren in Westmorling who's been in touch.
Okay.
Say, Claire has that song wrong. So actually, sausage in a pan, sausage in a pan, sizzle, 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 sizzle till they bang.
There is no sozzle.
There's no sozzle. It's all sizzle and bang.
And bang.
Sizzle and bang.
So Claire missed the bang, added a sozzle.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just too much. So there's a secret sausage verse that we didn't even know existed.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Just hang on. There's another verse.
What?
Ice cream on a spoon, ice cream on a spoon, cold and soft and oh so yummy, ice cream on a spoon.
There's a dessert verse?
There's a dessert verse.
I don't know how we go forward from here.
I don't know whether I can take another verse.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Cracker snack! Yes, it's time to work out what Chelsea's munching on. Just from the sound alone, Chelsea, if you will, if you can manage to
have some more of that particular snack.
I can do it. I know I can.
What is this, everyone?
Here's the crack. And here is the snack.
That's really mulched down there, isn't it? Okay, so lots of guesses coming in. We've got Anita from Whitstable heading to Canterbury for work this morning. Who's going to have a guess? What do you think, Anita?
Well, it was definitely when she said about it being bored. And then I thought, well, I thought about this last week. And then I thought, well, bored, cardboard. If you're eating it regularly, it would taste like cardboard unless you put something on it. So I thought it was Ryvita's.
Oh, this is the way you've thought through.
There is a whole thought process here. Anita doesn't mess about.
I thought it through.
You really have,
Anita. I love this.
Let's see if it's paid off.
You've got a great taste and a great brain, Anita, but it's incorrect.
Oh, never mind. Oh,
Anita, it was a great go. Beautiful Anita, off she goes.
What an icon.
What a brilliant, brilliant guest, though. But not so, it's a rollover for another week.
Another one. I don't know how much longer. We might have to start giving clues, you know.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
World Book Day today. Lots of children across Kent dressed up. Lots of people sharing those pictures on our socials. KMFM Official. Love that. Thank you for doing it. Chelsea, of course, being a big kid and always wanted to be involved, is going to be involved. You've got an outfit.
Got an outfit. It's just outside of the studio.
Right, I've got a 30-second timer because it's radio, and essentially, they're not going to. No one's going to. Where are you doing? Oh, you're getting ready already?
I'm preparing. Okay, I need to give myself a best start.
Okay, right. Well, Chelsea, you've got 30 seconds to go and get changed and come back in here. I don't know. Am I going to know what you are straight away?
You should do. Yeah.
Okay. Right, ladies and gentlemen, off she goes. She got 30. Go, go. Your time's already started and she's hardly out the door. Okay, she's out the door. She's out the double door. The double doors are closed. I can't see what's going on out there. If you would like to have a guess what she might be, just off the top of your head, what do you think would suit Chelsea? 60099, start text with KMFM. And I don't know, maybe should we tell you when she gets back in here, or should we just give you some clues, or should we just let you go to the socials? I can't really decide. Anyway, the time is up and she's... Oh,
I can't see very well.
This is absolutely pathetic. I was expecting so much more than that.
You can't deny. Where's my mic?
You're nowhere near the microphone. Oh, don't you've whacked the microphone now. They're worth thousands of pounds. You just smashed it with one of your limbs. I nearly gave away the costume. What? No. No. Yeah. That's not a book. All right, it was a book.
It was a book.
But it's not very booky.
Do you not think? It's even got... Look, well, even if we just get inspired by things with subtitles, I could be a song.
Yes, yes, you could be a song. You could be a song that... Okay, here's the clues, right? Could be a song that children liked a lot.
It was everywhere.
It could be... Or you could not be... the small one of those, because you are quite big. You could actually be the star of a movie.
A whole franchise.
Yeah, there was like four or five of these movies. Well, in fact, you could be any number of movie. What can we say as a clue? I'll give you a clue.
Da-na-na. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
There is another verse. Oh, just when you thought this song couldn't get any longer, it did. It is. Sweeties in a jar, sweeties in a jar. Shake and rattle, sweeties in a jar. I like that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sweetie verse of the... You know, keep it coming. We'll see if we can keep this. We've done a whole week of it.
A whole week. Let's see jelly if
we
on
can,
a plate.
We can go for a fortnight. Over to you, everyone.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Fanny packs. We would call them bum bags, which is no better, really, is
no.
it?
No. I like the alliteration. Oh, I love a bum bag.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good for festivals as well. Because you can like wrap them around. It doesn't ruin your outfit then, you see. And then you don't lose stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I salute you. If you wear one, have worn one. Wore one back in the day. Back in the day, McDonald's sold them.
No.
Yeah, McFanny packs.
McFanny.
Yeah.
You're lying to me.
I am not. You can get them in a range of colours.
Stop it. Did they have little compartments to put the dips in so you could just put your fries and
dip away? It wasn't associated with the food. I suppose you could have put food in there if you wanted, but it was just the thing they sold.
Oh my goodness.
And they were everyone had a McFanny pack back in the day.
Imagine how much they'd sell for on eBay now.
Oh. Well, I have to have a root through the cupboard because who knows? There could be some there.
You've got a McFanny pack.
But they were the thing to have. Yeah, salute you if you wear one. You occasionally see them, like market traders have them.
Oh, they love
them,
don't they?
With their money in the front there.
It's a rite of passage for a market trader.
Where do you wear your fanny pack? Do you wear it around the back to the side sometimes?
Sometimes.
Is it front? Does it depend on mood or something?
I go completely rogue and I put it like over my shoulder and across the body.
No. You're not understanding fanny pack. Okay. Someone get me a diagram and the word fanny on it. We'll sort this out.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And not to brag, I'm a food guru and I'm a love guru and I'm combining the two together.
Not to brag, but I'm awesome about two amazing things in life. Yeah,
but now I am a foodie lovey guru.
Okay, I'm not liking that combo, but go ahead.
And I've got good news if you're a fan of a traditional fry-up. You like a good fry-up, don't you?
A traditional.
I got really excited.
What do you have to say about that? I like a traditional fire.
A traditional fire.
I mean, without the meat aspect of it, so I have to have...
you can get, like, veggie sausages,
yeah.
Veggie bacon, same.
Still traditional, though.
A traditional full English, basically. Yeah. Study suggests women are more likely to fancy a man with a sausage on his plate than one who starts the day with jam on toast.
So sorry about this, everybody. I'm just going to give her a stern talking to and we'll be back with you. Thank you.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Root vegetables! Now, no one likes it when they go slimy.
Oh, don't. No, the word slimy and vegetables doesn't ever need to be put side by side.
That's what I'm here for. That is what I'm here for.
Okay. Are you going to save us all?
Yeah.
From a slimy parsnip?
So, first thing is to take it out of its plastic wrapping. That's not good for them.
No. Makes them sweat, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sweaty, slimy parsnips. No one needs it. So what you need to do, get them out. You put them on a cloth.
Yeah.
A damp cloth.
A damp... So you've taken them out of a sweaty bag and put them on a damp cloth?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you wrap them up like you're swaddling a baby, except you've got carrots and stuff in there. You stuff it in the fridge. Could last up to 6 months. Thank you. 6 months? Yep. That's what they're saying.
Behave yourself.
No, that's what they're saying. So
it's just that they don't like plastic blankets, they like cloth blankets.
They like cloth blankets. Yeah, it keeps it. Right. If you don't damp the cloth, the trouble is the fridge is too dry, you see, too dry.
Okay.
It'll dry out your vegetables.
Oh, no.
But if they're in like a little damp parcel,
they like it.
They love it.
But how are you going to wrap all those weird and wonderful, like wobbly bobbly vegetables? I had a carrot that had an arm on it the other day. How are you going to swaddle that?
Don't wave at me in the studio with your pretend imaginary carrot arm. That just puts me off. Mind you, with your fake tan,
Inspired.
I can imagine, yeah.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Cliff News.
Cliff News. White Cliffs of Dover have made the headlines.
Have they? What are they up to now?
I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous. Have you ever been?
Of course I have, yeah. Yeah, lovely.
Stunning.
Lovely wander along.
Well, they didn't make the news for their beauty. It's because of the weakest link. Because Helen Flanagan, well known for playing Sophie Webster in Coronation Street.
Right, yeah.
Was asked this really challenging question.
Okay.
The White Cliffs of Dover are made from what? Chalk?
Right.
Or cheese?
No.
Helen Flanagan.
No.
Without hesitation.
No.
Said that the White Cliffs of Dover are made of cheese.
Oh, Helen.
Which got me thinking, imagine if they were made of, like, mozzarella. And every time the tide came in, it just had a little melty melt.
You're so odd.
And then I was thinking, what kind of cheese would you want the White Cliffs of Dover to be made from?
Oh,
it couldn't be, like, feta. It'd be too crumbly.
No, that would be no good. And it'd have to be a proud
sturdy cheese.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
It'd have to be
a strong cheddar.
It'd have to be which of course is what down at Cheddar Gorge that bit of the coastline is made of cheese. I mean, everybody knows that.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Leonardo DiCaprio, who of course we all know and love from all the movies. He has got a secret collection, a secret passion.
Go on.
Star Wars toys.
That's
he loves Star
so
Wars.
Niche.
And he's got, apparently, he's believed to have a collection of 80 figurines from the 70s and 80s, which he keeps as part of his collection. I imagine as well, being a rich guy, that none of his are open. They'll all be in the packaging still. So
they're not to play with, just for show.
Yeah, nice little bit of Wonga. But he grew up watching the films, loves collecting anything to do with the original movies, apparently. Can you imagine, you know, you're one of those young starlets that starts dating Leo and takes you back to his.
Exactly.
Hey, come back. I've got something to show you. Let's dim the lights. What the hell? Hey, let me show you my Boba Fett.
Wait till you see Chewbacca.
Wow, that is hairy. Can you imagine what a shock you'd get?
You'd be in awe, wouldn't you?
Well, that's one of the things you might be in. Trouble might be another one.
I like the little secret passions, though. I think we all have something that we're kind of like, oh, I actually really like that, but you don't tell anyone.
This isn't supposed to be your confession time, but go ahead while you're here.
I really like snow globes. I've got loads of them. Some are musical ones, and some have glitter in, and some have snow.
Yeah.
I had a lot of Disney ones as a kid. That's how it started. And then I started having the collection. I have to keep them at my nan's because my mum said it isn't cool.
Oh, even your mum won't allow it. Helen knows.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
People just love to confess their secrets to us. It's my favourite thing ever. Shout out to Sammy in Sevenoaks. He loves collecting French bulldog statues. They're her secret passions. She loves them. She has an army of them. Imagine them all looking at you.
Oh, I bet they do as well.
They're watching.
Yeah. It's bad enough having one dog watching. Looking at you like it's time for a walk. Can you imagine loads of ceramic beady eyes all on you? Putting the pressure on.
Sophie in Maidstone loves wooden things to burn.
Wooden things to burn.
I feel like this is some kind of incense-y vibe where the things smell nice is where I'm
just
going
not looking
with it.
To like build the biggest bonfire in Kent.
No.
Right, okay.
I don't think it's that.
Okay, let's hope not.
Sean in Strood likes buying things from Too Good To Go. I love a bargain. I've heard about this. Apparently, restaurants reduce everything down at the end of the day and there's an app and you can click it and you pay like a couple of quid and you can go and pick up all the stuff that they can't sell at the end of the day.
Well, they used to call leftovers in the olden days. Lovely
work. Well, Sean, he's going to be the place for a big picnic, Sean, isn't it?
We'll be around for some swanky caviar at some point.
Liam in Ramsgate said anything with Lilo and Stitch, I have a problem. Lilo.
Pardon? You're right.
That's meant to be Stitch. He's like, oh, handle means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. Oh, forgotten. I thought that was pretty good.
What is happening?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.